Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty. If you are considering a move to or within the Blue Water area, please reach out to discuss your housing needs. Call 810-650-6255. Again, that is 810-650-6255. Thank you.
All right, Safe Horizons has a fundraiser April 17th, a night at the races. This event is being held in memory of McKenna Beeden. McKenna's dad, Scott Beeden, joined us to talk about the event and the reason why he and his wife, Carla, are so involved with Safe Horizons after learning that their daughter had been living with domestic violence before her death last year. We talked with Safe Horizons Executive Director Melissa Jacobs, along with Scott Beeden.
We wanted to try and keep McKenna's spirit with us. And how to do that was an opportunity to do a little give back to the agency. And what this agency does is top-notch. And unfortunately, we all, I would think, live in a life that doesn't understand that agency. And hopefully more people don't understand that agency, because it's as much as it's needed, I wish it wasn't. And I think it's fundraising season time. I've been to several chicken dinners lately. when we kind of got to know Melissa and the team that she's got behind the scenes doing the magic that they do to help folks, we wanted to come alongside and try and help with an annual fundraiser. They were doing a great job with LOL, and that kind of sunsetted. And we thought, as serious as this agency is and the serious work they do, let's have a fun night, not only for their staff, but for the community to understand a little bit more. Just from our circle and our help, maybe people will come out and do something to help support Blue Water Safe Horizons. Like I said, I wish it was an agency that didn't have to exist, but it's much needed, and I think it's one of those things that we go to bed every night not understanding. And as much as I put Melissa and her team as heroes in the community, I think it's the gals that pick up the phone that make that contact that are the real heroes by doing that to help themselves. And nothing more that Carla and I would love to have had happen for McKenna is if she would have got a resource or a phone number or picked up the phone to her parents. But it doesn't work that way. Mm-hmm. And Melissa's probably got stories upon stories about that. But we wanted to do something fun that brought awareness, but more importantly, brought money to the agency that can keep functioning and doing the heavy lift behind the scenes.
April 17th, a night at the races. It is going to be a fun night. I want to get into all the details of what's going to happen that night, how people get tickets and things like that. But Melissa, maybe you can talk a little bit more about what Safe Horizons is, what you do.
So we are an emergency shelter for domestic violence and elder abuse survivors, so that they can call the crisis line and get into us at any time, 24/7. We also have advocacy. We pretty much take care of every one of their basic needs while they are with us. So if they need gas, if they need a baby seat, if they need clothes, everything that we have, anything that they need, we get to them. We do also do outreach. So if they don't want to come to the shelter, they can just like participate in support groups. They can participate in one-on-one education with our trauma education specialist. And we refer. So anything that we can't do, we will find somebody in the community that can help them either be safe in their situation or get out of their situation.
That call is such an important one to make, but it's never an easy call for anybody to make, is it?
No. And I completely agree with what Scott said, is the people that finally get to that point where they can, I mean, it's a hard point to get to because there's shame involved, and there's just thinking, like, I don't want everybody to know that I'm in this situation. So, I mean, we do anybody. So we take men and women, any gender we take care of, and it's even harder for men. There are 1 in 5 men are experiencing domestic violence, and we usually only have about 2 a year. So we'd like to make sure everybody knows we will take anybody that is in that situation.
That's good to know, and it's a great resource to have here in our community. I think there's also the fear of calling, not only not wanting everyone to know, but not wanting to escalate the situation going on at home. What advice do you have for people that are in a situation where they need Safe Horizons?
One very good thing that we offer is texting to our crisis line. So we are aware that sometimes you cannot have that conversation because oftentimes an abuser won't leave you alone. They isolate on purpose. They keep you in their tracks on purpose. So you can text. You can send to our messenger. With messenger, you can do kind of the invisible messenger so that it'll go away after they send the message. So that's a couple ways that they can safely reach us. We also ask, can we safely call you back? Or can we safely text you back when they reach us? And if they say no, we wait for them to contact us again. So we try to make sure that they can reach us in any way that whatever is safer for them.
Besides funding, obviously, this is going to be a fundraiser. I'm going to tell everybody about Night of the Races coming up in just a moment. What does Safe Horizons need? Do you need volunteers? Do you need money? What kind of resources are you looking for?
Right now, we need pantry items a lot. We feed everybody. We give them grocery cards as well, so grocery cards is always great. Pantry food. We're about to move basically we have a secondhand store. We're about to move it to our outbuilding, which the Beatons also helped with. That store is now going to be named McKenna's Boutique. And so once we move that, then we always ask for clothes and hygiene products. But we are kind of stalling that while we do the move. And of course, we always need money. There's a lot of changes with the state and the federal government funding. So in order for us to keep going, we will definitely need as much community support as we can get.
The Night at the Races is going to be a lot of fun, as you said, Scott. This is not just a banquet. Banquets are fine. We have lots of them, and then they're needed fundraisers. But tell us about Night at the Races. What's going to happen there?
You know, Melissa pulled together a small team, and we just kind of sat around thinking of what different opportunities. It's great to go and eat a piece of chicken and understand the mission. It's another thing to go and have an event that is memorable, that people can understand the cause. And we can find a way, and maybe a couple different ways, to get in your wallet to help the agency. So, you know, Melissa had some experiences with some friends and conversations about racehorsing and doing different fun things with a night at the races. And we'd love to do it closer to the Kentucky Derby, but it fell the way it did this year in the calendar. But the idea is that, you know, it could be a 1984 Kentucky Derby that they're going to run. You don't know what races, but you're going to see a live race that's been recorded years ago, right?
Right.
And people get to sponsor horses, and then they get to bet on the horses, and they get to sponsor on the races. It's just a fun night of collaboration. Maybe have a few laughs with your friends and your comrades and kind of lean on. The cool thing that we did is we looked at the authors and the different types of animals that we would like the names to be on the horses, because right. McKenna was an avid journaler and she wrote a book and she loved to journal, and she also loved, you know, Harry Potter and different things. Animals were very important to her. So, you know, I know there's a group of gals at the county courthouse that have sponsored a horse, and it's Harry Trotter. You know, so the guy that's running the races will be like, you know, in lane two, Harry Trotter's making, right. You know, and it's just like you're at a race, but you've named your own horse. You're rallying around people that have sponsored a horse. You can bet on that horse. You know, just a fun time to sit back and have some drinks, some fun. For a cause that is much needed.
April 17th, where's it going to be? What time is it going to be? How do you get tickets?
It is at the Knights Club in Marysville, and it starts at 6 o'clock. Well, doors open at 6. Food starts at 7. Races start at 8. You can get tickets on our Facebook, which is the easiest way to do it, because we have a ton of posts about the Night of the Races. There's an event page, and almost every single post has the link, which is a Zephy link that explains the event, still gives opportunities for sponsorships and for tickets.
All right. Night of the Races on Saturday, April 17th. It's going to be a lot of fun. And close enough to the Kentucky Derby.
It's a couple of weeks away. We missed it by a couple weeks.
Big deal. Scott, good to see you. Thanks for coming in. I appreciate it very much. Melissa, thank you, and good luck with the event.
Thanks,
Check
Paul.
Weather real quick here now.